Men of courage needed. July 19. We need more Calebs and Joshuas. And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, "Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it." Numbers 13:30. The third angel is flying in the midst of heaven, heralding the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. This represents the work which is to be done in these last days. The message loses none of its power in its onward flight. John sees the work increasing in power till the whole earth is filled with the glory of God. The message, "Fear God and keep His commandments, for the hour of His judgment is come," is to go with a loud voice. With intensified zeal and energy, human beings are to carry forward the work of the Lord. In the home, in the school, and in the church, men, women, and youth are to be prepared to give the message to the world. Now, just now, we need Calebs and Joshuas. We need strong, devoted, self-sacrificing young men and young women who will press to the front. Today, we need men of thorough fidelity, men who follow the Lord fully, men who are not disposed to be silent when they ought to speak, who are as true as steel to principle, who do not seek to make a pretentious show, but who walk humbly with God, patient, kind, obliging, courteous men, who understand that the science of prayer is to exercise faith and show works that will tell to the glory of God and the good of His people. To follow Jesus requires wholehearted conversion at the start and a repetition of this conversion every day. It was Caleb's faith in God that gave him courage, that kept him from the fear of man and enabled him to stand boldly and unflinchingly in the defense of the right. Through reliance on the same power, the mighty general of the armies of heaven, every true soldier of the cross may receive strength and courage to overcome the obstacles that seem insurmountable.